Know What You Believe by Paul E. Little. This book is read by Larry A. McKeever. Preface. It doesn't matter what you think of Plato, Napoleon, or Richard Nixon. It does matter what you think of Jesus Christ. Some men write books in an ivory tower, shut off from the world with paper and pen or computer. The author of this book, my husband, was not one of this kind. Paul wrote his books in the midst of a packed schedule of travel, lectures, and eyeball-to-eyeball conversations with university students. He began talking about his faith while still a student at the Wharton School, University of Pennsylvania. When he graduated, he turned from accounting to a full-time career of telling the message of Jesus Christ to the student world. He took his message to schools from coast to coast in the United States and to five continents. It seemed his suitcase was incessantly either being packed or unpacked. In the course of his relentless schedule, Paul learned to capture his audiences with extraordinary wit. He'd say, "It doesn't matter what you think of Plato, Napoleon, or Richard Nixon. It does matter what you think of Jesus Christ." Or he'd invent graphic illustrations such as, "The Christian experience is not like a man with a fried egg on his ear who claims the egg gives him peace and joy. Rather, the Christian experience is securely bound to the objective, historical fact of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ." Whether in a university or in a church, Paul beamed his logic toward the non-theologian, the person in the classroom or the pew. Partial truths and misconceptions about the Christian message hung heavy on Paul's soul until he began to write something on paper. Those writings became Know What You Believe. The book highlights the bottom line truths, the non-negotiables.